What's up, fool?
Chilling, dog.
Chilling. Feeling good, fool. In that pink shirt, man. Wearing it for Pride Month.
Off pink, eh? Salmon, eh?
Looking like a little energizer rabbit on casual Friday.
That fool right there next to the snacks, eh?
You shaved, bro. You looking good?
I've been jogging, fool.
Oh, wow, man. Seriously. Don't hurt those kneecaps, bro.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, dude. I'm over it, dog.
Hurt those kneecaps. All right, man.
Do it.
Today's sponsor is Audible.com. It's an audiobook service from Amazon. They have more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And my listeners get a free audiobook of their choice by going to www.audiblepodcast.com/whatsupfool. For example, I'm listening to a book that I started reading as a physical book but didn't have time when I was on the road, you know, to pick up my book or open up the book, or sometimes it was too heavy in my backpack, I forget the book. So I downloaded it so I can listen while I'm doing other things, like laying down or watching TV or ignoring a conversation. The book I downloaded is called Furious Coup. You know about those two brothers who wrote the Richard Pryor book?
Mm-hmm.
It's everything you ever wanted to know about Richard Pryor, all the history of how his career started and everything. I downloaded the free app on my Android phone. You can get it on iPhones and iPads and everything else, so I can pause it and listen to it whenever I'm ready. It's not a streaming or rental service, so I own the book. If I don't like it, I can change it, no questions asked. Audible is offering my listeners a free audio book of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. That means in those 30 days, you could download as much as you want. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/whatsupfool and choose from over 180,000 audio programs and books. Download a title for free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audiblepodcast.com/whatsupfool and get started today. What's up with that, bro?
Yeah, man.
You ever thought people would be buying books and saying, "What's up, fool?"
Hell no, fool. I never thought that. I thought books were going to be there forever, dog.
Remember, when people used to just carry all their books in a belt?
I should get food back problems, dog. Seriously.
I know, man. It was back in the days, man. Like, I remember, like, not before, like, I used to carry all those books like a soldier, bro. Like a big backpack. I had my algebra book, my geometry book. I have my world history book, my U.S. government book, my cooking book. And you know what? Those books were never opened.
They look good, though.
Whenever you open my book, it sounded brand new, like crisp. I was a bad student, man.
Fuck it. A good archivist, eh?
A good archive, huh?
But homeboy Ted told us, and for the people that can't read, it's awesome, too. Yeah. Remember how they had lectores when those fools were making the Cuban cigars back in the day over there?
Yeah, man. Or fools are deaf. But if you're blind, you know, or you're a guy or if you're a guy that likes to follow the book and someone reads to you, you know,
bedtime stories, eh?
You know, but there's some books you can't find though. I was trying to find, you know, books that I like reading, like criminal books, like books about that book that the guy Boxer wrote, Black Hand.
Yeah, yeah,
Rene.
Rene Boxer Enriquez,
the one who wrote that book about the inside of the Mexican mafia. Couldn't find that book on audio.
Are you serious? Okay.
Who's going to read it?
There's no audience.
Think about it, eh? Who's going to read that book? As soon as you read that book, somebody's going to go tax you. Hey, homie, I don't like the way you pronounce my name. It's Smokey, not Smokey.
You had to go in the witness protection program.
So what's up, fool? Chilling. What's new for you, bro? What you been up
to? Nothing, dude. Just doing spots, fool. Creeping. Little fucking backyard parties and shit. You know, bullshit drama at the office. Mondo's nephew got stabbed this weekend, fool.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know, dog. Homeboy's like a little tagger or
something.
Speaking
of stabbing, we got Deadly here.
What's up, dog?
What's up, fool? What's up? This guy right here is a homie right here.
He left me hanging.
Sorry, bro. You leave me hanging. Never. This guy's a homie right here. Is Deadly. He's a rapper from the old days. This guy, man, I known him from MySpace, huh?
Dude. Yeah, I was thinking about that shit. Like, the first time I can cuss on here, right?
Yeah, whatever you want, homie.
Yeah. I remember, fool, I added you because I loved your comedy. And I was looking on the internet. It was like 2007, even before that, man. And I went to a comedy show, right? And this fool, Felipe, in the middle of his comedy, like he spots me in the audience at the comedy store or something, fool. And he says, hey, that's my MySpace friend, the gay rapper Deadly. Like, in the middle of the show.
Yeah, I did. Hey, oh, shit. Oh,
shout out.
I remember that. Yeah, bro, you're that rapper Deadly, that gay rapper, bro. I remember you had that photo promoting your album of you punking that fool. You had a shank behind him. And I call you, bro, you're the OG Chupa Shakur.
Damn.
Yeah, oh, man. Long time, bro. Like, you were a Howard Stern.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I did Howard Stern.
Let's talk about that, man. How'd you get a Howard Stern, man? You threatened him or what?
Punked him, eh?
No, fool.
I said Baba Booey.
Baba Booey. Man, you know what? That was my dream, Felipe. It's weird because I've been like Howard Stern fan from like the get-go, like early 90s. So, but like my idea in my head, like I met him one time. They came out here, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is crazy, fool. Like I saw him. They were doing like a live show. Eazy-E was his guest. All
damn.
Right. Yeah. And so I looked at that situation.
Eazy-Earl. When he had him on, I remember when he had him on, Howard Stern kept saying, nigger with attitude over and over. Yeah, and Eazy kept correcting him. No, it's nigga.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Well, so I was there and I said, all right, you know what? I'm going to be on Howard Stern one day, just like my idol, Eazy-E. I'm going to be on there. And that was my goal. And it just happened. Well, like 2007, I ended up on there. And I kind of froze, man. As soon as the doors open, and then you see like Robin in her little glass cage.
You were ready, dog.
Yeah, and then there's Howard, and you're like, "What the fuck? Oh, I'm actually here." And Baba Booey leads you in. I'm like, "Oh shit!" And then what was screwed up is like the first thing they do is, what are those, Richard and Sal? You know Richard and Sal?
Yeah, they come in there, they give all the 411 and shit, all the dirt.
Dude, this is what they did to me because I'm the gay rapper. They say, "Okay, we're gonna play Shaft or Balls." So these guys are over there like touching like their little pieces of skin down there, and you have to guess, is it their shaft or their ball sack? I was like, oh man, this is crazy. Yeah.
But you knew it away, right?
That's a tank.
No, I don't think I did that good, man. I don't know.
So what's up, fool, Rodrigo? You know it's June, so we're continuing our Pride Month series by having all LGBT guests the whole month. Did I say that right? LGBT. Deadly facts, bro. What's up, Deadly? where you originally from, fool?
Originally from, well, I was born in Southern Colorado, but Denver. And because you know what's up, man, because I went to see Felipe up in Denver and took my mom. She's a big fan. Shout out to moms, Margie. It's her something birthday, 76.
Hey, wow, she's a Gemini.
76 birthday today.
Wow. Ooh, my birthday tomorrow.
What? The big birthday boy right here, dog.
Gemini.
Yeah, shout out. So, from Denver. And, just grew up there. Went to an all-boys Catholic high school.
The first I started Googling you, man, I didn't know you were half black.
Well, you know what? Not exactly. Maybe a quarter. Maybe a quarter. My dad is, I guess, he's kind of like an Obama.
Obama, okay.
Yeah, he's like an Obama.
A caramel brother.
Yeah, and then my
mom
is. He has
a little Indian in him.
Yeah.
Good hair.
I think they're like the black Indians from North Carolina or something.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. He's a black guy. I went to visit my family out in North Carolina one time. They
said, who's this Blaxican?
Yeah, dude, they were all like, they're like Andy, you know, from, what's that show? Andy Griffith Show, like Aunt B and stuff. Yeah. That was my grandmother from like his side.
Aunt B?
It was like Aunt B. Yeah,
she had pie ready and shit.
Fool, her name was B. Her name is B. Lee.
Can you believe Lee? Yeah. Those like those real Midwest white people. Yeah.
B. Lee.
Yeah. Okies, eh?
Buford Lee.
Said Buford.
Yeah, they weren't feeling me or not me, but like she had like a problem because it was in those days where I guess you shouldn't be having a, you know, a half as you call it, half breed or whatever. Yeah, you should not be having a half black kid, and she kind of disowned him. She sent him off to Boys Town, and so. But this is what he would do. He'd always go back every year just to remind them that, you know.
Yeah, I'm here.
He existed.
Yeah.
And so then he brought me. He's like, oh, and you have
a grandson now, fool.
Yeah, Blaxican grandson, too, on top of that. Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. So when did you, you grew up in L.A. also?
No, I grew up.
All of Denver.
All of Denver. Went to Mullen High School. Shout out to the Mustangs. And came out here when I was like 19, 20.
Finally. So you know that restaurant Chubby's?
Chubby's.
And the Chubby's in Denver? Oh, it's a restaurant where they serve some real hot ass cheese, like hot ass jalapeno cheese flavor. They put it on burgers.
No, man.
No.
You sure you weren't in some other city, San Antonio?
Quedobo, that one that we got that one cheese from?
Yeah.
At the airport, was it Quedobo or some shit like that?
I don't know, man.
It could be that. You know
China
what?
Cheese dog.
Oh, Chipotle started out in Denver.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I
used send them back, bro.
Right, but fool, this is it. Like Chipotle used to be really good. Like, just when they were in Denver. Then they decided
there was a truck, huh?
Yeah.
No, the cat tied up to a chain.
But then once they started expanding to the rest of the world, they just got whack, man. I don't even go there no more.
I got food poisoning my first time at Chipotle in D.C., bro. I was dying. I lost 14 pounds in 3 days.
Dude, that shit's not even hot, dog.
I need a food poisoning right now. I could drop 35 pounds right now.
That's right. So what's wrong
with you? So you quit smoking weed or what?
Dude, I'm gonna take a break, but I'm only gonna start eating it, dog. I don't want to do any more damage to my gum, and not that my shit's fucked up, dog. But fuck that, dude.
Get tired, huh?
We only got one pair of lungs, fool. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, fool. I want to thrive, dog. I know it sounds cheesy, fool. What's wrong with you, dog?
No. Whatever you want to do, but
yeah, I know.
Just
but
the way you're wording it is funny.
Yeah,
I want to thrive, eh?
Oh, dick. It's like, come on, fool. It's like, let's get in shape, but it's like. Fuck, I'm tired of being a fucking little baby Jabba the Hutt, dog. Yeah, but, dude, I want to get some edibles eventually. Hit up Coco, so he's going to set me up with a little package.
Yeah, get those Chuba Chews.
Those ones and little Anarchy edibles, dude. So, and I don't want to, and you, dude, and I'm going to go plant-based because I haven't been fucking with meat, so I want to do that shit, too, and clear up the arteries, dog.
All right.
So, anyways.
You're talking about weight, man. Like, this is sad, man. When people notice, you've gotten big because... There's
I'm talking about plant-based.
No, because there's this guy in my neighborhood. We call him the mayor because he like knows everything, right? He knows what's up.
El alcalde.
Yeah, and then he's telling my roommate. He said, "Hey, what happened to Deadly?" Because I mean, he's like fat now, and he's walking around really slow, and we really care about him because he's representing the neighborhood, and we want him to be good in the movies. And I'm like, dude, really. Damn, if I gained that much weight, it's sad, fool.
It's sad, huh?
He fell off.
Yeah. Or especially when they're used to seeing you in like videos or in movies, and they see you in life, man, you got fat, huh? Or they tell you, you look fatter in person. Or you look fat on TV.
Exactly.
Yeah, the camera has 10 pounds, man. How many cameras you ate? So what's up, fool? When did you start rapping, man? When you said, you know, I'm going to be a rapper?
Who was I thinking about?
Kid Frost.
You know what? I wasn't really big into the Chicano rap stuff.
No.
Funny you say Kid Frost, though, dog, because, you know, he opened a restaurant in over there by MacArthur Park.
Yeah.
Ribs.
Yeah, Ribs. And I went
barbecue.
I went up over there. It's already closed, though, fool.
It's closed?
It's already closed, yeah.
He got diabetes.
He
got real sick.
Oh, that's why he got sick. Yeah, but we went over there.
You were shooting a barbecue, bro.
Yeah, the fool, Kid Frost made me some ribs, dog.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
I ate some of those, dude, at the baby back then. We had them on the podcast. Shit, hell yeah.
It was cool. When Kid Frost gave you the ribs, he goes, de flaraza.
Yeah, he was cool people, but not. Nah.
Can I take your order?
It was deadly, dog.
Yeah, but how'd I not.
Were you surprised when you saw him giving you ribs?
No, I thought that was cool, man. It's like, oh, yeah. Hey, you got to just recreate yourself, dude. If that was your passion now, you know, if you, and then you could tell he did have passion in making ribs because he put them in there. He was like coating them and he was like, I saw him pat some, you know, when you pat the ribs with the your secret powder and stuff. And
yeah, he was posting it up on Instagram after he did our show, man, because he brought ribs and chicken to the video shoot. And we had Baby Bass talking and interviewing with us, eating ribs, sucking his fingers. Then Kid Frost was there.
That shit was sweet,
It was sweet. Like, damn, Kid Frost just brought ribs? It's like that?
Hell yeah, they're good, too, dog.
It's the kind of moment, man. I wish I had somebody there that's not in the business, that doesn't want to be famous, that doesn't want to be a comedian, doesn't want to do anything of those things, just to have them there. Because those people are the most surprised at things like that. They'll talk about that for the rest of their lives. Man, motherfucker, did they ever talk about that one time with her now late for about an hour?
Who's a Kid Frost?
Kid Frost showed up with fucking ribs, yo.
They were fucking bomb.
Didn't seem like his wife was too into it, though, because she was helping that day. I'm like, oh, so how do you like the business? She's like, oh, you know, it's more his thing. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just the accountant.
Yeah.
So what's up for your real name is Joseph Lee, huh?
Joseph Lee, yep. And then this is how you want to know how I became Dead Lethal?
Yeah.
It was either being Killer Joe or Dead Lee. So I just, don't you think Dead
Lee? So you got jumped in to be Killer Joe or Dead Lee?
Now, you know what? It's just, I decided when I'm going to do this rap thing, especially being gay, I got to come up with a tough name, fool, because they're already going to crack on me, right?
Yeah, can't be up to where you get it for Snow Cone.
Give it up for Paleta.
So I said, I got to come up with the hardest name where it's
give it up for Icy.
He's cool.
Yeah, so I just came up with Deadly Fool. And then I got the D on my neck, and I said, it's a facial, fool. I got to be Deadly. As soon as I got this tat.
No turning back?
No turning back, because everyone's going to be like, why you got the D there? It's like, hey, I better come through, you know? So that's what I did, man.
Oh, yeah.
And did you start rapping live first at, like, backyard parties or shows, open mic? How did it all take place, dude?
You know what it was?
Pinging rhymes?
No, okay, so I told you the Howard Stern story. I said, okay, I got to become a rapper, fool, because I'm going to be on Howard Stern. So then I went to, you were talking this Pride Month, I went to L.A. Pride, and there's this cat named Barnes, and he was a singer, and he kind of inspired me. I'm like, man, I should be doing this, man. I want to be on the stage. And so I saw him when he got off stage, and I said, dog, I'm a rapper. Gay rapper. And he's like, oh, well, I got a show coming up. Let me book you. It's like a, you know, whole little show. And so I had like 3 months to prepare for the show. And so I came up with a CD right here. I left it for you right here, man. In like 4 months, I found a producer and I came out with 7 Deadly Sins. I did my first 8 songs and I just came strong, man, and came with this whole show with drag queens, go-go boys. Everybody, I said, if I'm going to be a gay rapper.
Who said go-go boys?
Yeah.
Damn.
Tight.
You're all out, dog.
Yeah, I want to represent the whole community. I thought, I ain't seen that before on stage. So I had, it was crazy. So I had my 2 go-go boys. And this is my idea, because I said, I want to kind of treat my dancers. You know how they have in the videos, they always have their girls, right?
Yeah,
the
video hoes.
Video hoes. I want to have the video ho boys, whatever. So that's what I was doing. I'm like, and yeah, I made them like, just wear little skimpy things. And
how did the crowd take it? They were going crazy. Was that new, though? Has anybody done that before?
I don't think anyone done that before.
Hell no.
Not in the rap game, huh?
Nah. That was kind of new. And it just kind of sprung board from there, man. There was a magazine that wanted to cover for me like this. The guy that took the picture for this, he sent my picture. I have his name is Michael Michaud. He took some pictures. He took some naked pictures of me, too. He sent them to this magazine in Australia. And they said, oh, well, we want to do a story along with, you know, with these photos. And so, you know, I told them I was a gay rapper. And it just kind of sprung board from there, man. You know, it's like, gay rapper, Deadly. I'm like, oh, man, this is actually happening. I'm like, gay rapper.
That's hella progressive move, dog.
So what happened, man, when you were, like, restricted from performing at the Long Beach Gay Pride Festival? What happened? What, you were too hardcore? Or you didn't, or you go through the same thing that comedians do where, no matter, even if you're doing the same thing as everybody's doing, they label you as something now. They say, well, man, we're not kind of looking for that style here. It doesn't fit what we're trying to do. We're not trying to scare people. This is in the 70s. You know, do you go through that?
Dude, yeah, it's the thing where hip-hop.
You're too Latino.
Yeah, full, yeah. Is hip hop is not was not at that time was not even cool in the gay community. Like they're so scared of it. Even if you're gay, they're scared of it. They're like, oh, we don't do that because most prides they only book what those 70s disco ladies that are like
the cover, you know, bands.
Yeah, they've Donna had like Summers. One hit. Yeah, Donna Summer or Cece Peniston. She had one hit song, Finally. You know that song?
Yeah.
But she gets booked every year at the Pride Festival. She'll do like 30 Pride Festivals. And I'll just offer that one damn song. Yeah, but gay rapper. They hear rap. They don't even care that it's gay. They will not book you. So I've never played LA Pride. They would not book me. Long Beach Pride, they said, no, he's too hardcore. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? I have drag queens. I have go-go boys up on stage with me. And I rap. I have gay content. Yeah, you heard Nasty earlier, man. Nasty. I mean, that was all. I did that just for the gays, man. I wanted a little gay anthem. But yeah, and they still would not book me, man. Other countries would book me. I've done Toronto Pride. I've done Montreal Pride. I've been invited to Brazil. Been invited to like Germany, the Netherlands. But the USA just does not get it, man. They don't understand. I think it just perplexes them. You got like a masculine gay guy and I'm Latino, so it's like they just don't get it. It's just too much to comprehend.
Doesn't fit the profile.
They want to show somebody out there with no chest,
yeah,
and no weak arms,
little twinks.
maybe they want people to still look at gay people like they look at them like in the 80s, oh, like Jack Tripper, weak people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, still backwards with that shit.
Backwards,
dude.
They're not ready to show somebody really hardcore. Or they'll never accept that a big football player is coming out the closet today. Or it'll just hurt America. There's too many kids with posters staring at it right now.
Hell yeah. It goes back to what you said, dude. It doesn't, you know, it's a certain type of comedy, but it's the same shit, but it's too bold for them, dog.
And the community is still, the gay community is kind of still, man, I hate to say this, but they're kind of racist, man.
Even gays are racist against gays?
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
This is the deal. It's like, you good
the
enough.
Conservative gays from San Francisco.
Yeah. Okay, the black and brown, you know, we good enough to fuck you, man, because, you know, they down for our dicks, but they ain't down to, like, you to represent them on a larger scale, not in the media. You know, they have control of this. It's like the white gay elites that just
Yeah, I like the Filipino over. Boys, but I'm not too sure about those Filipino lesbian gay rappers.
Yeah. So we just had to kind of do it on our own, man. That's why we did a tour called the Homo Revolution Tour. And my ex-manager, Camilo, that's kind of how we got noticed, too, by CNN noticed this. And we said, we got to be strong, put Homo plus Revolution. And we did like 15 cities in 16 days. And that thing got us some attention, man. Got us on Tyra Banks after that. And got us some good attention.
How big is her forehead, dog?
She's got a big forehead, but she's beautiful, man. It's like one of those things, like you see her coming out, you're like, oh, my God, she's hot. She's hotter in person, man. You're like, I see why she's a supermodel. Tyra's hot.
She's staring at your headband going, mm-hmm.
I need one of them.
But of course, they had a plant in the Tyra Banks show. They had a plant in the audience who's like, I don't like gays rapping. I was like, what?
Oh, my God. So it was all fixed?
I think it was, but of course, I fell for it, and I'm like ready to battle him. I'm like, well,
what are you saying?
Ready, dog.
I'm ready to rap right here, fool. And I was like, you know, it's like calling him up, like, what's up? What you going to do about it? Nah. Yeah.
Do they have freestyles? Do gay rappers battle each other in freestyles?
Some of them are good at that, but I'm not a freestyler, man.
You're all prepared and shit?
That's why that always scared me about rapping, the freestyle part. Because I'm pretty sure if I write stuff down, I'll come up with a pretty good rhyme, you know, Kid MC.
But, Kid MC don't freestyle?
No, I'm not. Kid MC doesn't freestyle, fool. He just writes rhymes and put them in a locker. I think and get sweaters.
Right. I've been in like a battle like that, but I had it prepared, fool. I had it prepared. You know, you always have like something just to act like you freestyling, but it's all prepared, man. That's right.
That's crazy, man, that you mentioned that, man. Like, that's crazy, man. Like, how gay Latinos and gay blacks, yeah, they're good enough to fuck white guys, eh, but they're not going to represent them as gay guys.
To be part of
that's just pissing me off.
Well, that's how it goes, shows how lame that shit is, fool, and how hypocritical it is, dog.
Dude, it's hypocritical even in the comedy game. Like, oh yeah, we're cool, you know, to have you on one show, but nah, we're not gonna put you on Comedy Central.
The token Latino, yeah. You're good for your people in the droves. Yeah. It's like, come on, motherfucker, this fool is mainstream.
Like they picked the right one to represent, probably the shortest one,
the stereotypical looking one,
the hipster Latino.
See, this is the deal in West Hollywood back in the day too. They'll shoot themselves in the foot too because all right, they started a hip hop night at Mickey's, one of the gay clubs there, right? Well, I was like, yeah, hip hop night was the first time they were doing this. Got packed, but just brown and black. Around the corner. The line went every Thursday night. It would go around the corner. It was so packed you couldn't even get in. Well, they did not want that much color in West Hollywood. So they shut it down and started playing techno music again. And then you would only have like a few white people in there dancing. They would rather have a few white people dancing than a packed club of gay homos or gay black brown homos up in there. That's how bad it was back in the day, fool.
Fucking sickening, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. So you guys have to go back to Circus, huh?
I think it's just Circus. Circus is in Vegas.
Bro. I know. I've always called it Circus. Because I used to go to Circus on Saturday night, by the way, which it was straight night.
Oh, he had to, like, emphasize it. Saturday night. You see
that? All right, man. I went there on the wrong Thursday, okay, one night. And that's why he called it down, bro. This place is Circus. But that place, Circus, by the way, see, people who, they don't understand, like, my wife always talks about it. We talk about it. There's so much money in the gay community that people don't want. They don't want it. You know what I mean? Like Circus, who's been around as a gay club on Sunday and Thursday forever, right? Always packed. Always fucking packed. Every once in a while, you see like an old 40-year-old white guy going there by himself.
Hoping.
Y'all remember me from Burbank High?
God damn.
That was a scene, man. Thursday night, the what was it called? Arena. Right?
Arena. Yeah,
Arena!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was in a black night there at Arena. Yeah. They used to have like a free buffet. But it was funny, like, because homo was always watching their weight. And so, but they had all this good food up there, man. And I would just, it was free, like with a cover, $10 and you all you can eat too. I was like the only one up there, fool, just like eating. I'm like, what's wrong with these homos? What, all this good food. And no one's eating because they're just watching their weight and stuff.
You know what makes me laugh when I go to the Midwest and I see that a bunch of black chicks and this one gay fat dude with him who's white. And he's fucking acting like a black chick, man. And I'm thinking, man, there's a lot of those dudes around, man. There's not that many in California, but I see that. So what's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
You're married, dog, or what?
Oh, man, yeah. I wore my ring just in case you'd ask it, man, because I don't always wear it. But yeah.
Where'd you get married at? What state?
Here, man. It's legal.
Oh, yeah?
It's
all right, legal, just checking.
Yeah. I was with my boy Jose for 8 years, but two years married now. It's official, man.
Congratulations, dog.
Thanks, man. I didn't want to get married. It was never in my head. I don't know when the whole thing came that, you know, you can marry in California. We just decided to do it.
You guys group your last name together, like Villaraigosa, huh?
Mayor Villaraigosa. That's funny. When we did that, I was thinking about that. I said, so we were coming up with different names because my last name, Lee, his is Martinez. And for a minute, I'm like, man, maybe I'll just take Martinez because I've always been Lee. It's like I'm Latino, but never, you know, people are always confused because of the Lee. And so I said, maybe I'll just take Martinez. Or then his second name was Delgado. I kind of like that. Deadly Delgado. Yeah. I'll just change the whole name, too. Deadly Delgado. But no, we finally went with Lamar. Yeah. What do you like that or not?
Gay.
Too much, bro.
Lamar. Lamar. Was it the guy from Revenge of the Nerds?
Oh, man. Well, it could have been maybe Marley.
Yeah, you know? Marley. Marley, ooh, I like that one.
You like that one?
Deadly Marley. Lamar sounds cool, man. It's like you guys made it up yourselves.
Right, right. L-E-M-A-R. And then, well, there's a rapper already, Kendrick Lamar. I was like,
oh, yeah.
You know, but we spell it different. He's, I think, L-A-M-A-R.
It could have been Lamar. Like Louis Lamar, the cowboy writer.
Yeah, but you know what? It was actually a happy day, man. Like, I thought, oh, man, getting married. But for some reason, like, I got emotional and everything.
Mom, me too.
Mom.
And I got married.
It hit you on see? The...
It changes your life, huh? The next day?
Yeah, there's something, like, you actually feel, like, more connected, more like you got family.
Yeah,
like,
I feel.
Like, I have my mom. It's always just been me and my mom. But now I got him, too. It's like, oh, man, now this is real, man. It's like we're building our future.
Yeah, can't be cheating on him no more.
Right.
Those days are over.
Just look at the ring. I can't do nothing.
There's a lot of cheating going down in gay relationships.
You know what? I think just we're guys, fool.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, man.
Yeah, we're guys. And so this is the deal, too, even with my husband. I told him, because I know we're guys. I said, let's be realistic, man. We're guys. You know, we do think.
Guys fuck around.
Yeah, we think with a different head sometimes. And sometimes you have no control of that. I don't think you understand. There's no control. It's like.
Just want to fuck.
Yeah, and especially with gay guys. And now there's all these apps and all this crap. It's like, it's so.
I'll find them now.
Yeah. It's like he's just a block away or something.
I'm at Arena.
Guess who just logged in?
I told him, I said, let's be real, man. If you slip up, I said, don't try to purposely go that route, man. You know, but if you slip up, things happen, man. Let's just be realistic. I don't really want to know. I'm like, don't ask, don't tell with that stuff, though. I mean, if you're doing it, I just don't want to hear about it, man. You know, but I mean, let me be honest with you, man. I've actually been good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think just because I'm older and I'm over that, man. Maybe like 10 years ago, I probably would have been a mess. Thank God those apps weren't out 10 years ago, man, because 10 years ago was harder. You had to go to the damn park and cruise around there.
Or go hang out over there at the edge of Griffith Park.
Yeah.
Park?
How do you know that, fool? Oh, you got some family. You got some family.
Hey, I've been hiking.
Well, they didn't say that, like, for years they had big old problems right there in Griffith Park with fools over there, and there are people going to use the restroom. There's two fools piping.
Because there used to be this fool in my neighborhood, which you call him Mil Mentiras. The man of 1,000 lies. Because this fool is always lying, bro. Always lying. And then one time, like, I don't know why, I was going somewhere, probably to go get high at Griffith Park with my friends in some van that we borrowed from a crackhead. You know how that goes.
That's right.
And we were cruising in that van, and we saw Mil Mentiras coming down the hill, bro, of Griffith Park. This guy had no business in Griffith Park, by the way. And I asked the mom one time, what is he doing over there? Oh, he's a gigolo.
A gigolo.
This fool looks like he looked like one of those Mexican dudes from the 70s bands with sideburns, all denim. But, he was a cool guy to party with.
For one time I was at Griffith Park, and no joke, fool, there was a midget dude cruising me at the urinals. Because I was actually hiking. I was hiking up there. Went to the urinal. The dude was cruising me, and his penis was, like, big. A midget with a big penis. I was like, ruined that day. Like,
third leg.
Yeah, I was like, what? That ain't right, dog.
A tripod.
What do you mean by cruising you? Because there's a movie called Cruising.
So is that what it's called, cruising, when they go look for dudes?
Yeah. Cruising. Oh, dude, I listened to you last week. You were talking to Ty Rivera. Yeah. And I was kind of pissed. I was yelling at the radio fool because I'm like, how does he not know cruising, man?
Exactly.
Yeah, come on, dog.
That's new to the game.
That's the best damn movie. And, fool, one of these songs. Let me see this album, fool. I'm giving you my first CD, Seven Deadly Sins. And the song on here, I think it's Drag On. I actually sample Cruising. There's a thing where he's like, they're like, who's here? I'm here. You're here. You remember that in the parks? So it's on there. It's on one of those tracks. I sampled Al Pacino's on my album. Who's here?
I'm here. That's when the killer showed up, huh?
Yeah. But, yeah, so they used to cruise in the parks, man. That movie's so badass, bro.
I still think that movie was kind of pro-gay and anti-gay. Because they're making it look like all the movies, they were trying to show a gay guy up until that one that my dad hated because they're not working. Brokeback Mountain, every gay guy has been a criminal or a killer up until that movie. If you look back, that movie... that movie with that killer guy with the cross dresser, he was a killer in that movie, Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs, yeah.
Then you go all the way back, it's another killer. The killer with Cruising was gay, right?
Yeah, I think he ended up gay. I don't know. It left you kind of weird, right? Because you almost then, you were almost thinking.
Was the cop.
Was it Al Pacino starting to do
That's
this
what
shit?
I was thinking.
Yeah, it was a trippy movie. But you know, my favorite part of that movie is when he's dancing. Do you remember, fool, when he's in the club dancing, he's like...
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh. It's like a crazy, like, phonetic dance.
Yeah. Because I think Al Pacino, because I know in Godfather 2, he didn't know how to dance.
Yeah,
He didn't know how to dance, you know, dance. So I'm pretty sure he can't dance for shit in real life. So I'll just keep doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Invented techno. Damn. So what's up, fool? How did you get Hoochie Mama drama?
Hoochie Mama. Man, so I got into acting a little bit because my first thing was called Vengeance. And I knew the director or something. He wanted a song for it. So I did a song called Vengeance. Vengeance is Mine. And then he said, why don't you come down to the set? And they had some roles for the gangsters there, right? He said, you don't want to be one of the gangsters today? Like gangster number four? And I'm like, yeah, sure, Doc. I've never acted. He's like, they put the squibs on me, right? And I was going to get shot. And we were like cutting the cocaine. And so, fool, I got kind of a high doing this. It was so much fun. And then especially when the squibs went off and that it was kind of powerful. Like I was supposed to fall off for real. So the whole time I'm thinking, how am I going to fall off this chair? Well, when it hit me, I just actually fell off for real. I'm like, oh, shit. Ah. But then this was sad.
With blood packs on your stomach?
Yeah, blood packs.
For when they shoot you?
Yeah, when they shoot me.
Wow.
But this is funny, fool, because then my lines, they actually gave me lines. It was like, please, no, I have kids. Well, when you look back at this, and I think you can see it on YouTube, man, it was the worst acting, man, because I got shot like 5 times and a knife thrown in my gut.
Damn.
And then I'm like very like happy, man. No, man, I got kids. I'm like, oh, that is some really bad acting. Damn.
Kill me again, eh?
Kill me again, yeah. Felt so good. Yeah, so I said, I'm going to take some acting classes, man. So I went and took some acting classes.
We'll get robbed for a year.
No, these were good, man. They actually, the acting classes, her name, I can't remember her name, but she was in those beach bingo movies. What do you know? Blanket. What are those movies from the 60s?
B-movies.
Beach Blanket Bimbo.
Bingo, I think.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Annette Funicello.
Yeah, those movies. Like, yeah. She was Annette Funicello's best friend. And she was a great acting teacher. Like, she really, you know, just made you be real. You know what helped more? Helped with my music. Helped a lot with my music. Because then I felt like when I was rapping on stage, I was more passionate. It just loosened me up more.
I think that's what I got out of it, you know, because I went to acting class for about a year and I was paying a lot of money. Never landed no roles. Just fucked up every audition. But my comedy skills got better.
See?
I was acting more on stage and my characters got better. Like, I was really... I couldn't create the characters they were giving me, but I was creating my own characters on stage. And I'm a bad motherfucker now, man.
You enhanced
you
it.
You are, fool.
I got dialects.
Hell yeah.
Cerote, tú sabes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
So what's up, fool? Yes. You know, that show that we were on, you know, the one they were talking about, I think that was the first night that Noel G went up on stage. Oh. Remember that shit?
You were there, fool?
He was at four, I told you.
Oh, man. This is crazy. So
I don't even remember that shit.
Yeah, I went to go
see. Rumble Room.
Was that where you were, the Rumble Room?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I went to see Felipe, and because I saw you were performing there, and Noel G came up first. Fool. This was, let me tell you about Noel G, man. Dude, I don't hate that many people, fool, but he's my damn enemy, fool. Like, I'm like, this fool, dog. First off, let me just go out. This fool, dog. He's not even Mexican, is he? He's Italian or something.
Yeah, he's Italian. Half mixed.
I don't even believe he mixed, man. Nah.
Me la pela.
He's Italian and Armenian or something. Man. He's fronting, dog, because...
I'm fucking dying, dog.
Dude, look, and I meet him on so many auditions. And this is the kind of fool that he is. Like, I met him so many times, but he's one of these fools, like, every time he sees you, like, he don't know you. I'm like, dude,
my wife meets a lot of people like that.
I'm like, me too, dog. Huh?
Yeah, like, dude, I've met you like five times.
I exterminated your club 10 times.
You gave me a toot.
Yeah, he's a fool, man. But that night, he opened for you, I think. You were the headliner, of course, that night, man. He opened. First off, he comes. I guess he was starting his comedy shit. And, man, I dabbled in some comedy, and it's hard, man. I bow down to you fools, man, because that's the hardest shit. It's harder than rapping, fool. That shit is hard. And so dude comes up with, like, a 40.
40 in a bag.
In a bag. And already that's lame, fool. Like, what the fuck? That's just lame.
Well, you read my mind.
Yeah. And so me and my homie are sitting back there just kind of cracking up, like, this guy's whack, dog. And then, and then he he sighs. He looked over my way, and he's like,
another cholo.
Yeah, he's like, you think you can do this better, dog? Then get up here.
Fuck. Yeah. I didn't even know, dog.
I would never tell that to the audience.
Yeah. Well, I went up there. I don't know if you remember. So I get up there, and this is what I did, because I already knew, like, in my comedy.
I had a set list.
Yeah, I had like, a little thing already I did about him from training day. I had a whole thing, like, great moments in cholo cinema.
Yeah.
And then so I acted out the training day thing, you know, the part where he's in there and he says, hey, pig, you ever had your shit pushed in?
Yeah.
Because I've had my shit pushed in. And then he's like, how about you, I don't know, Smiley? Yeah, I've had my shit pushed in. Big girl. Yeah. So I just did that on stage. I got more laughs than his ass did for his whole 10 minutes, man.
Yeah. You're a natural, dog.
You're a natural.
Yeah, I'm like, this fool, really? You gonna call me out, dog? Shit.
Came through the back door.
I remember that. It was uncomfortable for a while.
Fuck, dude.
I was like, oh, this fool cut it on deadly from MySpace?
Then I saw this fool again. And I don't know why you weren't there, man. There's a Joey Medina did this thing called
Cholo Slam.
Cholo Comedy Slam. And I was like, how come Felipe's not here, man? He should be headlining this thing. Man, so
fools didn't want to bomb that night, eh?
The one that Cholo that came back on the side.
But the same people that did Hoochie Mama Drama that you brought up for a minute, man, they produced the Cholo Comedy Slam. So Greg Anton, who produced, you know, he was the producer for both the stuff. He told me, I need some help on this Cholo Comedy Slam. So I was just kind of the gopher, man. I just did things, whatever. Whatever, I was Joey Medina's assistant that night.
You got Joey Medina on the show, or Joey Medina got you?
No, I was just like his assistant, fool. So I just helped him do the whole thing. Like, I was behind the stage. It was at the Million Dollar Theater, right? And it was weird. Like, my whole thing I had to do, Kid Frost was there too, by the way. Kid Frost and Frankie J and different rappers, different comedians.
A lot of Latino rappers.
Yeah. So what I had to do, my job was, the Million Dollar Theater is weird. Like, the green rooms are on, like, one side. And then you have to, like, to get on the stage up there, you have to go through, like, a tunnel under the stage.
Awesome.
And there's no lights. So my job was to get the flashlight and lead them all down up, you know, through the tunnels. And so I had to lead, like, all these fools, Noel G, all these fools, you know.
Emilio.
Yeah. So I led them all through up there. But this fool, the dang Noel G, he opened. Boy, he still brought his paper bag up. He changed the joke. This is what he did, fool. It wasn't beer. This time he thought he was doing something real funny.
Bruno.
No. He was drinking milk. Fool. Instead of it was a 40.
He's a car racer now.
Yeah. So then milk is dripping down his face. Fool. And then it's hard to look at it, because then he's just got, like, milk in his goatee. And you're just, like, distracted. Like, dude, this joke is even turning out worse than 3 years ago, man. It's like, I'm like, now you just morphed it to milk instead of beer. And, fool, just stop. Just stop, man. Stop.
He does punch now.
Goes back to that shit you told me 12 years ago. Fucking Tijuana. It wasn't built in a day. It just looks that way.
Man, I saw him on another movie, too, because, okay, I did the Hoochie Mama Drama. Then after that, I did another movie called Getting High in the Barrio. All right. They dug my work on Hoochie Mama Drama. I keep on bringing that up, man. But you guys should, like, rent that. Or it's in the $5 bins.
Which
at
Walmart.
One? Hoochie Mama Drama.
Hoochie Mama Drama, people. They're on Netflix?
You know it's on Hulu.
Greg Anton. Anton, sound familiar, man.
Yeah, he produced it.
Is he a tall white boy?
No, he's a Latino guy. Okay. He's a Mexican guy. Yeah. So then I did Getting High in the Barrio for the same company. But I got to play Big Gay Tito, which is really damn cool. But there was a scene, Mr. Homeboy Noel G's in the movie, too. All right, so then I see him on set. And, of course, he introduces himself to me again for the 10th time. I'm like, fool, yeah, I know you, dog.
He's like, Jay-Z, huh? Let me reintroduce myself.
Yeah. I'm like, so there it is happening again. So then we're about to do this scene, fool. So I'm not even talking to fool, because, I mean, fool don't recognize me never, whatever. So then the dude comes up to me, and he's like, you know, if you have some better attitude, it's going to really help the scene work. I'm like, really, dog? I said, does that go for you too, dog? I said, you know, I think it goes for everybody. So anyway, the whole scene was improvised pretty much. It was Big Gay Tito went down the line of like six cholos to fuck with them, right? And this is what I did for him. He was number one. Fool, I just dismissed him. I said, fuck this fool. I'm improvising. He ain't going to get no screen time in my scene, dog. So I was just like, flick. Now I went down the line. And then the other five, I really, like, you know, I talked to them, did all my improvising skills on them. I'm like, This fucker, man.
And then what'd he say after? I think you need Jesus.
Yeah. You know, it's on the scene. I did see him one time. He was like, a few times he'd be like, there's another cat wearing like some little Speedos. He's like, dude, is that gay guy gay? It's kind of weird, huh? I didn't feel like telling him, fool, I'm gay. I didn't feel like breaking his heart, dog. I was like, I'm not even going to break his heart, dog. You know? It's too much for him.
I don't want to make him remember me this time. Yeah. This time they're going to forget it.
Yeah, I did hear he found Christ. So that's good, man. Whatever gets you through life, dog. Do your thing, man. Whatever.
That's crazy how there's people that I ran into, I see all the time. And I know that in life, and in comedy, they're still in the same spot. But they're still hanging around with people that have pretty much surpassed them by 50,000 miles. But they're still there on the sides, you know. Every once in a while, like Jay Lundigan says, they get a little feeding. You know, they might take them on the road for 1 month out of the whole year. But they're still out there, you know, pushing. But every time I show up, they might act like we're still at the same level. No, motherfucker.
Could I talk to you real quick?
No, motherfucker. I'm like Dane Cook 10 years ago, bro. I could break careers. You get a lot of hating and shit, man, like in the gay rap community, or it's all love?
You know what? I told you already, man, like I didn't get that much love.
You did a diss rap for 50 Cent, didn't you?
Diss rap? No, you know what? Yeah, that was I was dissing everybody for
Eminem and DMX.
Yeah, I did a song called "Suck My Gun," and so my idea for the second
Pull the
album.
Trigger.
Yeah, my second album was called "Assault with a Deadly Weapon," but then you can kind of guess what my weapon was, right? And my idea, it was actually supposed to just be kind of a play. Like, imagine there was a gay gangster rapper. Because I ain't no gangster, fool. But I was just like...
I thought you were. I thought you got jumped in.
Fool, come on, Doc.
I thought you were selling dope.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how hard were those streets in Denver, dog?
I saw the Diaz of Denver. We were there in Denver. But now you're telling me it's deadly.
Oh, let me just go off topic for a minute, man. So at my acting school I was telling you about, fool, I saw Apollonia there one time, right? You know Apollonia.
Shut up.
Yeah, fool.
From The Godfather?
Dude, Apollonia from Purple Rain, dog.
Oh, I'm an idiot, dog.
That's funny you said that.
I was like,
I was thinking about Apollonia right now when she took all her clothes off in Purple Rain.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, fuck. And then she jumped in the pool.
Yeah, yeah. Fool, and this is funny because
I'm Apollonia 6 fan over here.
See, you know Apollonia 6, fool. So, dude, so the whole, I do a little comedy thing too when I was dabbling in comedy, fool. And I did a thing like three women that I'd go straight for. And it was Apollonia is one. Janet Jackson, Lisa Bonet was another one. But Apollonia.
Good choices, bro.
You like them? Yeah,
they're
right.
All good. They all look good in different points of life. Like, I never really liked Lisa Bonet, but when I saw her in that movie with John Cusack, High Fidelity, you mm-hmm. know what? I could see why people liked her back then. There's something about her. But it was probably just her character in that movie. But she looked like life beat her up in that movie. And then.
Angel Heart? You didn't see Angel Heart?
I saw Angel Heart with Robert De Niro, right?
No. Yeah, Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke, Robert De Niro.
Doesn't he play, plays Lucifer.
I need
Lucifer.
To see that again, man.
Louis yeah. Cypher. I have it, fool. I'll give it to you.
But Apollonia. So I see her in the acting class.
Well, one more you mentioned.
I said Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah, Janet Jackson.
Yeah, yeah. You approve of Janet, man?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I liked her Poetic Justice.
Ah, you like the braids.
I like the braids. I liked her forehead when she's reading.
Pen and notes.
I like her whole Janet Jackson in that movie because it seemed real to me, like she was reminiscing about her old man, you know, her old man got killed at a drive-in movie theater by Eazy-E.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm thinking that's how life is. People remember your ass. Yeah, that's the motherfucker that dissed me at Chuck E. Cheese.
Hell yeah.
And fools get served, dog.
Yes, sir, but Apollonia, fool. So I see her acting class, right? Because you were talking about the D on my neck. So then there was a break in between, you know, there was a break or something. And so I said, I'm going to go up and talk to her, man. I got to, man. She was, I loved Apollonia. I said, hey, I'm a big fan of Purple Rain, your music, Apollonia 6. And I introduced myself. I said, I'm Deadly. But I guess she didn't like register, because then she's like, hey, what does the D stand for? I was like, I just said Deadly. And she's like, oh, because, see, I rep Downey. Yeah, I thought you was from Downey. Fuck. Yeah, dog. So she's for real. She's for real,
yeah,
fool.
Yeah, she's for real.
She's a real chola, I think.
She got busted for buying bud somewhere. Yeah. I think MacArthur Park, walked back in the days.
Yeah.
She's People used to say she went to Roosevelt, but now that you say Downey, I don't believe them no more.
See, yeah, she rapped Downey. She's like, oh, I'm Downey girl. I was like, what? Damn. She got like kind of hard just talking to me, too. I'm like, that's not the Apollonia I know.
Should've fuck you, bitch. Cut it, hey. What you know about Firestone? What you know about that fucking Kmart and fucking Paramount?
Yeah, so that's my little brush with Apollonia, man.
Is she still alive?
That's cool, man.
Yeah, she's still alive.
How old is she? She's on a podcast.
Probably like 50s, early 50s.
Somebody find
she
her.
She has to be around.
Isn't she the one who was born again, or is that Vanity?
Oh, she's born again.
No, that was Vanity. That was Vanity. And that's funny. Like, I had a homeboy with Roki. He loved her. I used to rap with Roki. He's the one that kind of got me into rap, too. And he loved Vanity. We'd have stupid arguments like who's better, Vanity or Apollonia. But he loved Vanity, and for some reason, he ended up in the hospital. This is weird, fool. He ended up in the hospital for simple operation. But he was in the same room as Vanity, or down the hall or something. And he went and prayed with her because she's like a born-again Christian. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's crazy because she had like the song Nasty Girls.
Nasty girl.
Yeah, I need 7 inches or more. Remember that, Doc? Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah.
She's nasty girls.
She had like a breakdown, because this is the deal too, fool, like to get a little nasty. Like, she had that breakdown. I remember as a kid, I was like 12 or 13, and she had that little breakdown. I need 7 inches or more. And so that was always my measurement, that's what ladies needed, fool. Like, I was like, so I used to always like measure myself, fool, like, just hoping I would get to that 7, fool. Like,
me, I used to push that ruler, stabbing myself. Like, I used to pull that ruler, bro, that metal ruler, that little wooden ruler. I used to put it, like, trying to shove it as far as I can to get an extra millimeter.
Everybody's guilty of
that. I started at my neck. I started measuring from my neck. Then after a while, I said, you know what, fuck, I heard a girl like thick ones now.
That's a new juice on the street.
I remember one time I said on stage, man, I don't have a big one, but I have a fat one. And so I could hear some girl yell from the back, that's all right.
Horny ass broad.
Okay, go to that.
Take anything.
So what's new for you, bro? What you got going next? What's going on?
What's new, man? What's new? You know what? I've been kind of laying low on the rap game, dog. But I've been trying to rep rappers now, fool. So I'm like managing a rapper. His name is Red Eye.
Cool.
Yeah, he's going to be the new Eminem, doc. That's what I feel about him.
Where's he from? Yeah.
You're going to be
Downey.
No, he ain't from Downey, man. He's from like Simi Valley, fool. That's not like a hardcore city, but
we'll start calling it SV.
Are you going to the valley?
Yeah, I think it's Simi Valley, man. But yeah, he's a valley boy, doc. But his
Latino?
Yeah, he's Latino mixed with he's Mexican mixed with Greek.
Órale, Miklo.
Yeah.
Miklo with a K.
Miklo.
He looks more Greek, fool, because I didn't even pen him for Latino because he's got like a big nose and stuff. I'm like, yeah, he looks like he's Greek.
Man. Does he have a hamburger stand?
Does he make gyros?
Papadakus.
Listen to Red Eye, man. But I'm dropping off a world premiere of the song too. You're gonna hear on here, man. It's the first time anyone's gonna hear it. It's
We're gonna close it out.
It's We Are LA. It's with Red Eye, and then it's with the producer is Mashika Brown. This guy's out of can you guys say El Monte? Because
El Monte.
Yeah, because I always say it like real
El white. Monte.
El Monte.
He's from El Monte Flores.
Yeah, so he's from El. Say it again.
El Monte.
From El Monte, bro.
He's from El Monte.
El Monte. Yeah, so Mashika Brown, he's on the track. He produced it. And James the Just, he's on the track, too. These are all Monte boys. They call themselves like the Monte Villains. It's a whole rap scene going down there.
In El Monte?
Yeah, these fools are so good. This whole scene down there. I mean, rap is really happening down there, fool. And these guys are all straight rappers. But these guys reached out to me like years ago, doc. Like, Mashika Brown is the first, like, straight rapper that really reached out to me. And he wrote me, like, a, you know, email on Facebook or something and said, props on what you're doing, man, because this is, he's trying to do the same thing with Chicanos and Mexicans and trying to bring them up in the rap game. And he just applauded me doing the same thing with gay people. And I was like, man, see, I'm getting more love from some straight people, man. Word. And it's weird because I was always thinking, man, my community's going to love me.
Yeah.
That's who I'm doing it for, my community. But they dissed me, dog. I couldn't get in the magazines, radio, none of them. I mean, I was on Howard Stern, gave me more love than any damn LGBT radio host. I could never get on a dang, you know, out radio. They have out radio on Sirius. Those motherfuckers, dog, they wouldn't even get me up on there, dog.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's out radio.
Weak.
Yeah, fool. But Howard Stern, I'm like, well, fuck you, dogs. I'm on Howard Stern anyway, dog. I don't need out radio, out Q radio. What the fuck is this, man? Out Q radio.
I don't understand why are things like that, you know, where like everything, the right person has to represent that genre or else they're not going to believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure if you were like thinner, shorter, weak looking, and you were rapping, oh, come on in, you're not threatening.
Yeah, that's what it is, man.
You don't look like somebody that could corner me somewhere. I think that was the fear, man. Like they're afraid of a rapper. Well, it's gonna fucking fuck my ass up, eh?
He's not gonna go along with what I say.
Yeah,
he'll say no.
Exactly. But yeah, these cats, Mashika Brown, James the Just, these fools reached out to me, and we just started doing music together, fool. So it's not the first time I've done tracks with them. I've done some other things with them. These guys are badass, fool. If, like, hip hop's in a weird, music's just in a weird state right now, anyway, because no one buys music or anything. But these guys are so talented. I wish, you know, they could, like, get noticed, man. Your next Felipe special, man, maybe you need to, like, have them do your own song for you.
Maybe, man.
If you need a song, or if you need a song, homie. Rodrigo,
we'll see those submissions, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fool. Maybe you need a theme song for your next special.
As long as that shit's bumping, it's done.
You know what I saw today that I've never seen ever? I saw, actually, a gay guy do, actually, car commercial. And it was an Asian guy, I think. And he said that he was talking about he's Asian, he's Chinese. In the commercial, he's saying that, you know, he grew up, you know, liking dolls, you know, and his mom, his grandmother or his mom undercoverly gave him dolls to play with. And then he later on became a designer, I guess. And now he's doing this fucking car commercial. And I saw it. And he's Asian. And I'm thinking, man, there ain't no way you're going to have a guy like fucking Deadly doing a car commercial like that.
Yeah, unless I'm a gangster. Man, I was up for an audition the other day, like a Chevy commercial too, and I didn't go to it, the audition. But then I saw it on TV, and I'm like, man, they'd pick like a bald dude. It could have been me, man. I should have gone to that audition.
Yeah, but that was a good commercial, man. Have you seen a commercial? You haven't seen a commercial?
No, it just tells a little story real quick. Little
Asian guy, I think he's a clothing designer I never heard of, and he's just talking, blah, 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 blah. And a new Lincoln.
That's awesome.
Sorry, man, but do gays don't like Lincolns though, huh?
It doesn't seem like their kind of car, man.
Prius, huh?
We got new cars. My husband, man, I don't, man, he's driving now, right?
Oh, and my so, God.
How old is he?
he's driving now because he got the license, man. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. He can drive now, though.
Yeah.
Orale.
Yeah, orale.
I got you.
Warrants came our way.
Yeah.
He's like me.
But now it's like we got two new cars, so I'm like, oh, man. So I'm having to hustle to try to pay for one of the cars. But
that got me working.
I know he does. Well, I'm like, so now we got a Nissan, and then he went and got himself a Kia the other day. And, yeah, the Kia's nice, though, man. They're kind of both kind of gay cars, though, you don't think?
They're little, huh?
Yeah.
And nobody does drive-bys in Kias.
Hell no.
Who was that? Who was that Kia? Really? Like Kia the store? So what's that like? You're thinking of having kids, adopting kids, having your own child one day? Yeah. Or do you have someone hidden somewhere that we don't know about?
Nah. You know, I was a counselor for, like, years.
Drugs?
No, it was more like juvenile delinquents.
Yeah.
It could be all kinds of things. And for a long time, too, it was with gay kids, too. They had these group homes just for gay kids because, you know, if they were mixed with the straight kids, sometimes they'd get bashed and all this stuff. So there were these group homes. I worked there for like 10 years, man. I was like the counselor. So I feel like I've had kids, man. It's like, yeah. I've been the damn father to these kids. And some of them I still keep in contact with. One of the cats, his name is Brian Menendez. this cat's still my, he's like my little bro now, man. And now it's, I'm like real proud, man, because then he went to a culinary school and he's a chef, Chef Turok. He was my DJ too. I made him be my DJ. I put him to work. I'm like, man, you working for me, doc. I need a DJ. Yeah, and now he's a chef, and now he's got his own blog. I think it's called the Chochundo Files or something. Chochundo Files. Anyways, yeah, look it up, man. So he goes to, he blogs about different food, and it's cool just to see him doing these things, man. So I feel like a proud dad in a way. Like I have, I've kind of helped these kids kind of grow up.
I know when I used to go to your page on MySpace, I used to see a lot of people that were, they're not sure about coming out of the closet or not, and some of them will actually tell you they came out, and they will tell you real nice letters that I'm hardcore, you know, I was raised to be hardcore dude, you know, all my family, they're all hardcore, they gangbang, you know, they do this, do that, but when I saw you doing it, man, I felt like, you know, a connection to you, and they feel like close to you, like that was a real good comment I read on your page that one time, but from some vato from, I don't even know where you're from.
Yeah, I get a lot of those, fool. Like, it's surprising.
That's good, though, man. Yeah. Like, I feel good for those guys, and they're not going to go out there and go crazy. They have an outlet now.
That's kind of the one reason I did it, too, because I was working with these gay kids, and I just felt like these little gay kids are out at, like, at 12 and 13, man. And, man, I should be out on my music. That's one reason I was out, because I'm like, I'm a little pussy if I'm not out. And these kids at 12, 13, taking shit. Fool, yeah. This used to piss me off. Like, at Hollywood High, we'd have to take them to Hollywood High. A lot of them went to Hollywood High. That's where the, you know, they'd have to go. But, man, like, every time the principal or whoever would call and be like, can you come pick up so-and-so? Because they were getting bashed by the Armenians, right? And I was like, well, why are you not doing something about it? Why do I need to pull him out? Why are you not kicking out these Armenian kids who are hating on the gay kids? You know, it would piss me off, man. I'd walk in there in the Hollywood High. I'm like, what the hell? Do I need to run this school, man? It's like,
be like Morgan Freeman and shit.
Yeah, it's like, why are you letting this go on in here, man? Just because the boy is feminine and dressed like a little girl, a little transgender kid. I'm like, and you letting these Armenians beat him up? And I'm like, but you're kicking him out for the day. Just because that's the way you're going to solve the problem. I'm like, fuck this shit, doc. But yeah, it was just bullshit, man. But these kids really hyped me up to become, you know, out with my shit. And then it ended up me helping them, like you said. A guy just the other day on Facebook hit me up, too, and he's like, well, you don't understand. I used to watch your videos on Logo, and I used to just listen to your music and help me, you know, deal with myself. And this is a young little Mexican kid, you know. He's probably in his 20s now or something. So that makes me feel good. I have these kids out there. I don't have kids, but I feel like I have kids.
Yeah, man. One of the saddest things I saw, you know, about a man that's gay and he's trying to come out was in that movie Milk. When you saw Drew,
yeah, I seen that movie.
Remember that part where that guy comes out the closet and he and Sean Penn, right? He's telling him, just come over, we'll take you. And then he hangs up, and then you look at him, he's like some sad ass gay white dude in a wheelchair in the Midwest. Like, where the fuck is he gonna go?
Yeah, I know, dude.
That shit broke my heart, doc. Mm-hmm. I was like, what is he gonna do now?
It goes back.
Gay in a wheelchair in the Midwest in a fucking farm.
You know, and back then, that was his only connection to that shit. And he was an outcast for even fucking bringing that shit up. And then this fool, with the shit you're doing, you're not allowed in the LGBT festivals and all that shit. All these kids need to see that, dog. Because it's not just little gay white kids or, you know, there's brown kids, black kids that need to fucking, you know,
good
have
point.
Some support out there, dude. You know what I mean? And that's what is fucking shocking, that these fools are all liberal and progressive, but at the same time, they're conservative and fucking backwards.
You called him, man. Dang, he summed it up right there, yeah, man. I don't even have to say nothing about San Francisco. He got passionate for a minute.
No, like, but you always said that about San Francisco. There's a lot of people who are about very conservative racism, huh?
Dude, I just don't fucking. It's like, to me, I have a little tiny squeaky voice and a little psst, but it's like, fuck, dog. It just fucking. You just go, dude. It's just overwhelming how the hypocrisy is just fucking right in your fucking face, dog.
Yeah,
it's lame, fool.
Yeah, I ended up being like the homo that hated homos for a minute, man. I'm like,
is there a lot of that?
Yeah, no, because I was just pissed. Like you said, I'm like, what? I'm out there trying to rep us, but I guess I ain't repping right, man, because you're not feeling me. You know, I'm like, screw that. But then on the other side, I'm like, I'm repping for somebody, you know, because then I hear messages back, like what you read, and if I get letters. So, you know, I am helping. Maybe it's not like on the mainstream level. You know, I'm not Mr. Whoever the gay guy is, you know, that's big.
Doogie Howser.
Yeah, whoever. Yeah, I'm not hosting the Tonys and stuff like that.
Or the Oscars.
Yeah, the Oscars. But, you know, I'm helping kids that really need it, probably even more, you know. I think my
You're hosting a lowrider show. Not even that, huh?
Those guys don't exist. They do, dude.
That's right.
Thank you for social media.
So you have a documentary series on Logo called Hip Hop Homos.
I did. That was back in the day before they filmed me, and that ran for a while. Yeah,
Hip Hop Homos. Can you still find it?
I bet you it's out there, fool. But I don't know. Hip Hop Homos. But then there was another nice one called Pick Up the Mic. These cats followed the whole, like, about 10 of us out gay rappers. They followed us for, like, a year, 2 years, and went around. And you should check Pick Up the Mic, I think, is out there on Hulu, too. Check out that one. That one's a good show. Pick Up the Mic. And just recently, this last week, L.A. Times was following me, fool. They're doing a little – they have a new thing on L.A. Times where – who's the cat that he's an undocumented immigrant. Jose Martinez or something. He's a Filipino guy. Anyway, he's got a new thing called Emerging Us on LA Times where they're trying to, like, you should be on there, man, because they're trying to hype up, like, different people in LA who don't fit the stereotype of LA, but I mean, it's like, you know, they're, you know, Latinos and gays and whoever.
I get excluded from those things too, bro. Yeah. I'm from Boyle Heights. I'm not even a Boyle Heights webpage. For real.
Weak.
They got these motherfuckers who are from the 40s, from the 50s. My wife had to tell them, this is a guy who won Last Comic Standing from Boyle Heights. And they still put on the same bullshit. All these guys from Boyle Heights, but they'll never put them on their page. I never get asked to do the East LA Parade Grand Chairman.
Dude, oh, you know what? I need to ask you something, Felipe, because this kind of, I don't know if I can get behind the scenes or you'll say anything, but on the George Lopez show, when you were on there for, like, I was feeling no love from him for you. I don't know how you, if you get along with Don or what, but it's like you were, like, finished your set, and it's kind of like he just didn't show you no love. Maybe that's just him. I don't know, but I was just like, Felipe.
They were running late.
They were
yelling at him too.
Kim
Kardashian's mom was just there, yeah, and she ran long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's her mom was there. You're right. Dude, she had six. I think she ordered or she asked.
That's right.
For a dozen 6-foot roses,
long stems.
Oh my god,
in dude, they were room, dude. Fucking wow. Huge. We took them.
Yeah, she left them there.
She's like, bitch. Yeah. So he was real cool on the stage. Right before I went up, he gave me a little pep talk.
Right.
You know, do this. You know, you're gonna kill. You're gonna rock it, cabrón. You know, I always liked you since Que Locos.
Nice,
you know?
Nice.
And then he went up on stage and he brought me up, but it was very brief.
Yeah, I felt like they rushed. I'm like, this is Felipe. Why are they rushing him off like that, man?
Yeah, man. Damn. It was crazy because I was finishing my set and the credits came down.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
I was lucky though because there's been times. I didn't get bumped. If that show would have been a show like the Tonight Show where they only tape one, I wouldn't have been on the show. But that's since it's pre-taped, they're going to show it next week. That's funny. George's show was being taped a week before the show, huh?
I think it was just a day.
But now, you should be having, don't you think he should have his own TV show by now?
Man? It'll be over, dog.
Yeah, man. If my friend were running my career, I would have been in the White House right now. You know what's funniest, man? The thing is, how tough must it been to be an Italian comedian like Don Mirera?
Fuck, dude.
And go back home to Philadelphia every fucking year and the same friend will come to you. Dom, you know there's a show called The Sopranos, right? With a lot of Italians. Why aren't you on it?
Fuck. Or Dom, there's a Jewish dude doing an Italian.
I get that a lot, too. Like, I remember some guy told me, bro, that part right there, that's you right there, bro. You should have been at Cristela. And I said, bro, that show's canceled already. What are you talking about, bro? You see the rerun, motherfucker? That show was canceled like a fuck. It was canceled. A lot of shows get canceled.
Hell
you ever
yeah,
been canceled, bro? They ever canceled your check? They canceled a week on me.
Nah, I ain't even that big yet, man. Be canceled. You got to be big to get canceled, man.
That's right, man. Big. I never had nothing canceled on me. I've been foreclosed. I had checks bounced. So what's up, fool, man?
What's up, fool?
Your mom. I see you're very tight with your mom. She's very supportive of you.
She is, man. Yeah, when Felipe was in Denver, I said, we're going to go see Felipe. You know, it's fun to go out with her. Like, sometimes I wish I was closer just to go out with her because, you know, there's like a 2-drink minimum at those clubs.
Yeah.
And so mom had a couple glasses of wine and she was kind of feeling herself. And I like that. I like that side of moms too when she's like a little. I mean, because I don't drink with moms that much. But it's cool when I see her just getting a little happy. And then she was busting up at Felipe. She was like, and then when Felipe recognized me, I was like, I got more points there. I'm like, yeah, Felipe.
Mom could have another drink, yeah.
Yeah, she's cool, man. Yeah, shout out, happy birthday again. Yeah, she's my best friend. She's been very supportive of my.
You came out of the closet to her?
Yeah, she's the first one, man. And after that, it's easy.
How was that shit, man? It's been tough.
It was tough. Like, she hates me telling the story.
It must be tougher than telling your mom you got somebody pregnant.
Yeah, she hates me. She hates when I tell the story, man, just because it was like, it was Christmas Eve, and I even wrote a song about it. And the whole deal is like, that's like a bad thing to tell her on Christmas Eve, huh? Probably.
You wrote a song to tell her about it?
Well, no, later.
All loud, huh?
One of the go-go boys there.
Right? This comedian I saw one time, I fucking died. It's probably the only good joke. He said, and he's totally gay on stage. And I said, okay, this guy's not going to be funny. But he was fucking funny, dog. He said this joke. You know, I knew my dad wouldn't understand that I'm gay, so I had to tell him in dance. I couldn't stop laughing, though, because he said, I'm going to show him in a dance.
That's hilarious.
But the way he did it, bro, he did the dance form, and I fucking had a heart attack, dude.
No, but she accepted me soon after that, man. I mean, it was kind of a weird Christmas, but I mean, soon.
Did she say at first, let's go to church?
No, she's not a real religious person. She sent me to All Boys Catholic High School, which I thank her for that, but we didn't go to church or anything. She's more about the nature. That's her church. Nature.
My mom was more like, what did I do wrong? We took you to church.
Like, it's going to fix everything. Huh?
Everything, man.
Fuck. No, my dad, on the other hand, I'm not close with my dad. He'd like come in my life every 4 or 5 years, right? He just like
shout
up.
Out.
Yeah, every 5 years he'd just show up.
Guest spot.
Yeah, for like, it was weird. Like, the one time I met my family in North Carolina.
Maybe we'll have you back. Yeah.
He just showed up out of nowhere. He's like, oh, I'm taking my son to meet his grandma. I'm like, I hadn't seen him for like 4 years. I'm like, what the fuck? Who is this guy, Doc? But, you know, I had to go with him, I guess. And it's the last time I saw him was, I think I was like 5 before that. And I used to love those troll dolls. Remember, you know those little troll dolls?
Yeah.
Treasure trolls?
Yeah, so he came and noticed that I had a troll doll. And he's like, you can't have no troll dolls. So, fool, like, I had to, like, hide the troll doll, like, in my windowsill. And still today I have troll dolls, and I'm, like, paranoid. So I hide the troll dolls in, like, my windowsill, fool. Like, maybe he's going to show up out of nowhere and see the fucking troll doll, dog. I'm still, like...
Traumatized
over that.
Fuck that motherfucker. Get a bigger troll doll, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to be a troll doll. Next Halloween, I'm going to be a troll
fuck
doll.
Fuck that. I'll show up. I'll dress a troll doll for you, dog. I'll sit there with my pink hair, bro. And I even have a long keychain. We're going to do it. Fuck that, eh?
Yeah, but so then this fool, like, he showed up in California one time. He's like, I'm here in L.A. I'm like, okay. So he's like, let's meet for lunch. Well, then I was dating a guy at the time, so he came back to the apartment. I guess, like, we tried to hide everything gay pictures. And we tried to, like, real quick, like, we had 5 minutes just to anything gay. We threw
5 seconds to hide Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Fuck, bro. Who's that like, bro? I saw that scene in that movie, that Empire, when the dad was coming over and they were trying to hide shit.
Yeah, yeah, that was it. For we were like hiding shit real quick, but he must have still like saw something. You know,
too
he
clean,
got the
bro,
vibe.
Too clean.
Yeah. So then he writes me a letter like after he left L.A., and he says, basically, was like, no son of mine is gonna be gay.
I was like, you should have told your dad, sir, dad, you writing me a letter is fucking gay as fuck.
I'm a homosexual.
So you going to Hallmark and getting an ink pen is fucking gay, motherfucker.
But that's the last contact I've had with him.
How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 45, Dad.
No, how old was dad when you gave that letter?
Oh, probably like 22.
Damn. He's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. The last I heard, he's like in some kind of home, senior home or something. And there's like a side of me that makes me feel kind of bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel kind of bad, but I'm like, fuck that.
I feel that. I get that too sometimes, man. Mm. I feel bad, but, you know, I start feeling bad about a lot of stuff. And I get angry and angry and angry at myself because I'm really hurt at all the pain that I felt that I put the motherfucker through. But then I think about it, fuck that. It's a lot of pain that I fucking erased that the motherfucker made me go through.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I only think my pain. I always think about my pain, but I put the pain that motherfucker put on me that somehow I forgot about it because of all the drugs I did.
Oh, see? For real, though, man.
It was a cause and effect, dude.
And I think more of my mom because then I'm like, well, my mom, she was there for me, so fuck that shit. She was there down for me, and I think it'd be disrespectful to even, like, start a relationship with this fool, even, you know, out of pity.
Right.
At the end because, you know, fuck this fool. He wasn't with me, you know? All these years when it was
gotta
tough.
Move on, dog.
And then your mom would probably say, no, now he's your friend, huh? Fool, I was hanging out with my dad for 1 hour. My mom got mad. Oh, now he's your dad, huh? How about the time he hit you? Bitch, you hit me too. Both of you guys hit me. Tag teams back again. Wow. Yeah, man.
Yeah, so that's all about my mom. Fuck my dad.
Real quick, how old were you when you came out originally with your mom? You let her know?
Probably around this, you know, it was around that same time, like 23, 24. You know, it was fucked up because that boyfriend I was with at the time, it was kind of like he basically like blackmailed me and said if I didn't say, like I was going to break up with him. Uh-huh. And he said, oh, you're going to break up with me? I'm going to tell your whole family you're gay, dog. And so it was like one of those situations. Well, I was in that relationship, fool, was like one of those things, like, you know, those battered women kind of things, fool. It happens in gay relationships too, dog, because I was like a battered dude, fool.
You hitting you or just?
Yeah, it ended up like he like hit me, and it was weird. The dude had some psycho shit. So I was just like, I'm like, dog, okay, I'm giving you this one. You hit me this time. But the next time, fool, then it happened again. I'm like, all right, one more time, dog. The next time. But finally, I just had enough of it, dude. So then I started beating, pounding his ass back. And I remember one time we both went to work with black eyes, dog. Yeah. And I was like, there's something wrong here, man. This ain't even right. This ain't me. I've never been like a violent person. And so basically, I was like, I have to end this. Before it was the hardest breakup, for like my mom even had to come out because I ended up in the hospital just so physically sick with it. And to move out of there, three of my homies had to come. One of them had to hold them down the whole time, doc. Well, me and the other two guys moved my shit out. And the dude, I had a big old black friend that held him down the whole time. And the whole time he's like, motherfucker, you're going to regret this. You're going to regret this. But it was that bad, fool. Like the dude was trying to hit me even as I'm moving my shit, doc.
God.
Yeah.
That's funny. There is a lot of domestic violence in gay relationships, huh?
There is. I think even more so probably the lesbian relationships because I've been in some situations like my homeboy, we'd have to go help his lesbian sister. Every time she'd ended up in some like crazy situation with some famous people too. I ain't going to name them here, dog. But there's...
Those two basketball players, right? Those two
female. I just read about that, yeah. But like my friend's lesbian sister... Like she dated famous people, man. I mean, I ain't gonna say here, but they're famous. If I say the name, it's like they were famous. They're, you know, they're just not out. They're way undercover. Yeah.
Enough about Cleo, bro. That's crazy you say that because the first comedian that ever talked about gays in the domestic violence was Joey Diaz.
Oh, yeah.
Joey Diaz, you know Joey Diaz, right? Mm-hmm. He goes, man, and then, I don't know if it's Joey Diaz kidding or, let me tell you, man, the best people to date are the little Latino transvestites. They cook for you. They love you. They make love to you. You can fucking beat their ass. The cops show up. Who's going to believe? You or a guy with a black guy in a fucking dress? And that was a fucking punchline.
Well, when I was a counselor, I used to, with the gay kids, the hardest crew were lesbians, man. I hated being the counselor for the lesbians because
they're always security guards at gay clubs, huh?
The dyke lesbians were always, they're just so hardcore and they were the hardest to deal with. My favorite kids were just the little gay boys they were gay. Not the ones that dressed because that was a whole nother drama too. The transgender ones too, that's drama. The drag queen ones, that ended up drama too. But just the gay boys because they want to like please you. Like they'll help clean the house, they'll help cook. You know, so just the regular gay boys were the easiest to deal with, man.
Lesbian chicks are nuts, huh?
Crazy, man.
Everybody's crazy, man. But I guess it's crazier when you're like, when you're a guy who just came out of the closet or been out for a while. Is it like a, like, just say a person just came out of the closet today, but he's shy, blah, blah. Is there a motherfucker that been out the closet 30 years, show up and go, what's up, little guy? Like, take advantage of him or show him the ropes?
You know, this is kind of weird, but I get a lot of play, not play because I'm married, man, but I mean, I get a lot of, like, guys, young kids, the whole daddy thing is in now, man. Like, they're into daddies, like they want a daddy. And sometimes they'll hit me up, what's up, daddy? And
it's sugar, like, daddies, huh?
Yeah, and not always just that. They just want someone to, like, show them the ropes and just, like, just be there for them. They're just an older person, man. But because I know when I was just coming up, like, in the 20s, man, I broke up with someone that just turned 30, fool, because I'm like, he just turned 30. Fuck that. That's old. And
well, you're 45 now? You should be dead by now. Yeah. I'm deadly.
So the D's for, dog.
Yeah, so I was like, but this new generation, they down for, like, older guys, man. They don't care. Yeah, they the older you are, almost the better, man. They like that shit. Daddy, it's a whole thing, daddy.
Daddy, I know your struggle. Like Rodrigo, man, like Rodrigo and I and my wife, we were at the, we always, well, I'm trying to make it a yearly thing to go to West Hollywood for Halloween because that's the best costumes ever.
Right, right.
But we were throwing off this year, man.
Dude, that shit fucked me up.
We saw 13, 15, 20 guys with anti-gay signs in the middle of the parade. And we were freaking out because we were on a different level. We're a mushroom, motherfuckers. So we're a different level, and it got hostile in that area. I wanted to leave, but my body kept staying me there. And Rodrigo felt like he would have punched somebody.
I just couldn't believe, dude. It's like, dude, you're over here. It's fucking 2015. Having fun. You and your Bible, get the fuck out of here, dog. Right. It's like, dude, but just being dicks, dude. And these people are just want to have fun, and you know they're having fun. To me, they're just fucking party poopers, dog. That just fucking took me for another twist, dog. It's like, you, in 2015, you can't let motherfuckers just be who they want to fucking be, dog.
Yeah, I remember one Halloween, there was this girl. She was like, she started like, oh, faggots are nasty. You faggots are nasty. This is, what the hell?
I would have punched her just for a free suck in the face.
Dude, I told her homeboy, too. I'm like, look, I'm going to tell you right now, fool, like, I'm about to punch your homegirl in the face. So control her right now, dog. Control her. And he got all scared. He's like, shut the fuck up. And he, like, dragged her away. I'm like, that's, yeah. Because I don't care if you're a girl. You over there talking that smack.
You want to talk like a man?
Yeah, you can get popped, girl. Because I'm like, you better control your girl, dog. Plus, she's at the damn, I didn't get it because it's Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you over here then? You know there's homos and
weho. Exactly.
What are you doing here then?
Oh, I'm just here trying to buy a shake of 1,000 shakes. A million shakes.
Yeah, that was a fuck. That was intense, man.
That's right.
So what's up, man? Your rapper, what's his name again? Where can we find him? Your new protege?
His name is Red Eye. His CD is going to come out soon. It's called This Album is Cursed. And we have some tracks on there, too. Like, I got a couple tracks with him. And we're even starting our own company, dog. Red Flag Talent. We're starting our own entertainment thing. We're gonna do it ourselves and just push a CD, and I guess that's how you do it these days, man. But I'm happy. This is a straight rapper, man, and that's what I've worked with gay rappers, and always ends up being drama for it. Does yeah. It's because they want to, like, outshine me too. It's like, oh, but I'm better than you. I'm a better gay rapper. I'm like, okay, dog, whatever.
You got to move out and all that shit. Yeah, hold them down.
But this dude is just like, he just loves music, and so I'm pushing him. Whoever wants some help, and I'm like, I know the business a little bit. And my goal is to get back on Howard Stern with him, dog. I'm like, I had to think, like, how am I going to get back on Howard Stern, man?
Ba-ba-booey.
Where's the producer at?
But there's other cats, too, from Monte. I want to hype them up, too, man. Mashika Brown.
Mashika Brown.
Yeah, and my homeboys, man. He's listening.
Greg Anton.
No, Salvi Mex. I brought you a CD, fool.
Salvi Mex? Yeah, half Salvadori, half Mexican?
Yeah, these cats have been cool. Drastico has been in my corner from day one. He's been, like, one of my best, biggest fans. And he had his own group called Salvi Mex, and we did music together. And, yeah, so I brought – there's a cool track on here, too, called Summer Days, fool. I think you're going to like that.
So what you got next, bro? Movies? You still auditioning?
You know, I'm kind of – taking a backseat to that too, because I'm tired of playing the gangster, fool. Just always the gangster. I'm trying to, you know, I did some plays recently. I did a play called Flash Gordon, where I played Ming the Merciless. Do you ever see Flash Gordon? Yeah.
No, you have the little goatee?
Yeah. So for playing Ming the Merciless was the baddest ass thing I've ever done.
I wish I could have saw that.
Yeah. And just the stage. I love the stage. And so I got into Ming the Merciless. You know what? I kind of made him a little gay too. Like, I was watching RuPaul. So imagine like RuPaul mixed with Ming the Merciless. Yeah. I kind of made him like that, like, come to me. You know, like real kind of seedy and creepy. But. Yeah, so I want to do more stage stuff in the future, man. But I had to reevaluate because every audition is the gangster, and I'm like, I'm tired of us being represented as that too, man. I'm thinking, what can I do? And that's why I'm starting this.
Yeah, man. Plus, you're losing all your roles to Noel G.
Exactly, fool. To an Italian Armenian, in all my roles, exactly, fool.
Me la pelas.
Well, yeah, let him have the damn gangster roles. They're all yours, fool. Is it? Man, the biggest thing, though, what pissed me off is because I love The Walking Dead. He ruined it for me, man, because he's on an episode called The Vatos.
The Vatos.
Yeah, and he's on there, fool, and it's the worst acting. If you want to see the worst acting, go see The Vatos episode of The Walking Dead and see Noel G limping. Like, I don't know. He had a limp, and he's limping around. Like, and sometimes, like, the limp would switch to the other leg. I'm like, dog, you don't even remember what leg is hurt. I'm
got like, a lot of lines, dog.
He was on a pogo stick.
It's the worst episode. I love The Walking Dead, but The Vatos is the worst episode ever, fool. Like, they're not true Vatos. It's like, I don't know what
it's from
was.
Atlanta, bro.
Yeah. The worst episode ever, dog.
They're The Walking Cholos. The Limping Dead. So what's up, fool? You're in LA now or you're visiting? What you doing?
No, this is my home, dog.
Okay,
I'm here.
Back.
I'm with my husband here and... Yeah, just trying to get this company off the ground.
Trying to pay off them cars.
Trying to pay off the cars. He's got me doing the Lyft. I'm a Lyft driver now, too, dog.
Shut up.
Yeah, so if you ever need a Lyft to punch your Lyft up, I might, like, pick you up.
So, people, you're going to get called Lyft, and that's for deadly. That motherfucker take you around and show you all the grab scenes.
I've had fun doing the Lyft, though, man. Like, I thought, this is probably whack. But, man, it's you get to interact.
Probably whack.
No, you get to interact with people because I usually don't talk to nobody, fool. But mostly a lot of hipsters I'm picking up. And even in this new track that we're playing, We Are L.A., I even have a line, like, picked up two hipsters from La Brea Tar Pits. Yeah, it's like, so,
you know, I just be cruising.
Shoot on my shank.
Take us tell money.
Yeah, so that's it, man. You can look out for Red Eye coming out soon. I'm trying to get deadly.com back up, but otherwise you can find me out on the internet.
That's why I looked up deadly.com and it wasn't you.
It wasn't me. You know what happened? Like it lapsed. Is that the word? Lapsed. And then I didn't pay it or something and somebody grabbed that shit up and now they want like $5,000 for it.
Same here. Somebody grabbed FelipeEsparza.com.
Extortion, dog.
Better get your Rodrigo Jr., bro.
You better hurry up, dog. Yeah, so that's fucked up. Anyways, I got to figure out what to do with that one day, too.
Deli.net?
Deli.
Deli.hairnet.
Yeah, but you can find me on Twitter, deadly2213 something. That's my.
So what's up, fool? I gotta mention that next week I'll be at the Boston at Laugh Boston, June 18th through 20. Anybody there who's 6'5" Mexican guy that wants to get in free to my show, hit me up. But you gotta show me around Boston. And let's beat up some fools. And San Diego, I'll be at the American Comedy Company, June 25 to 28. Pasadena, Los Angeles, California at the Ice House, July 9 through 11. I'll be there. Hopefully we'll see Deadly.
Oh, I want tickets for that, man. How do I get in?
We'll hook you up, bro. We'll hook you up for Thursday.
Yeah. Thursday, the first show probably.
First show. Hell yeah, bro. You're going to open it up.
Ah, shit. Yeah,
so you still rap, though? You do rap still? If somebody said, well, I want Deadly.
Oh, yeah. I'll still get up there, man. You know, I've been hype. I've been on stage recently with, I'm into punk now. Baron Bandini. You guys... Google Baron Bandini. They're playing this Friday at Cafe Nella. And they let me go up with them, and I did, like, a Wendy Williams track with them, dog. Do you know the Plasmatics?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, fool, I was rapping as at 12 noon tomorrow. Say goodbye to the world as you know it. Say goodbye to neutron bombs and chemical foods. Cowboy politics, send man on the moon. Yeah, anyway, so. Yeah, so we got all hyped doing some. I'm kind of doing morphing it into some punk rap I got on stage with them. So I'm still doing stuff, man. Yeah, whatever, you know, if I'm feeling it, I get up there, man.
Cool, man. Fucking deadly in the house, people.
That's right. Hey, I appreciate both of you guys.
Thanks for being here, bro.
Honestly, Felipe,
the homie from MySpace.
Felipe's been the man forever. Shining, nice to meet you, Rodrigo.
Likewise, brother.
Yeah, Felipe, man. I keep hyping you. Oh, wait. Google, like, one time I in my blog, I go check real quick. I'm on this blog in 2007. I said the next superstar Latino comedian, I'm naming it right now, is Felipe Esparza.
He called it that.
I called this in 2007, fool. Years ago.
What's up, fool?
What's up?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Give us a yeah, man, bro.
Yeah, man.
We are LA. We are LA. We are LA.
We are LA.
We are LA.
Down to lay by the bay I just made, all up on a honey on the sunny California day, cruising down PCH with the medication dangling from my teeth as I'm waving at the police. I'm a beast when I'm bumping Bugsy Capri, Mexica Brown or Deadly, but right now I'ma bump me and find an open mic in the slums to make your lip pop, cause these suburbs don't give a shit about hip hop. Damn it, I've gone to be the man that I want to be, hazardous, rabidous man to ever have a pot to pee, and there's no stopping me. Not everyone is a menace, hated or rated a 10, smoking it out in the open in Venice and then gone, jump in the ocean again. Land of the gangs who will leave you in stitches, and home of the world's most beautiful bitches. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and a red, red eye is a P.I.M.P.
We rock that stage, rock. We spark that phrase, spark. We talk with heart in an awkward way, yeah. We live life hard and we party all day, yeah. So one thing's clear, we are L.A. We rock that stage, rock. We spark that phrase, spark. We talk with heart in an awkward way, yeah. We live life hard and we party all day, yeah. So one thing's clear, we are L.A.
Tap that app to accept, take off on my lips, X Lamar X and I lickety split. Pick up two hipsters, La Brea Tar Pits, Miracle Mile to the LAX, saw Angeline cruising in a pink Corvette, Orale, just passing through back, cut through the wood, take digs on my apps. I look to my right, hey, it's Randy's Donuts, over Staples, my Clippers beat the Spurs, Dodger fans of Tommy's eating chili burgers, in and out, double-double animal style, Jesus Jose Marcos at Circus Running Wild, 626-818-213, I'm a giant, I'm a rebel, East of Eden, James Dean, and rap I blaze with Woody, yeah, kiss me deadly, lights, camera, action,
that's a rap and scene.
We rock that stage, rock. We spark that phrase, spark. We talk with heart in an awkward way, yeah. We live life hard and we party all day, yeah. So one thing's clear, we are LA, yeah. We rock that stage, rock. We spark that phrase, spark. We talk with heart in an awkward way, yeah. We live life hard and we party all day, yeah. So one thing's clear, we are LA.
From the womb, many assumed my life was doomed. In and out of trouble, acted like a buffoon. I transformed ever since my babies were born. Now I take them to the beach when the weather is warm, which is off in Southern California, getting it popping. The good side, the bad side, so enter with caution. From the 805 to the 619, I gotta show love, 66 on mine, yeah. A place full of diversity, I'll spend my whole life here, I say that with certainty, cause ain't no other place that I'd rather be. Just the right spot for my family, so why would I leave here when